That's it for this week, guys. Remember, your extra credit projects for erotic artwork are due next week, and so are your sexuality in the media projects. And that's it. So, I will see you guys next week. All right. There. I'm sorry, what? Was there something you didn't understand about today's presentation? Did you want more clarification on that? Oh, just the sexual response cycle in men. Well, I mean, I guess that's understandable. All right, then. Well, I'm sorry, what? A demonstration? I don't really have anything I could use to demonstrate on. On you? I could lose my job for that. For science. Well, I suppose since it's in the name of science, I can give you a demonstration, yes. So, the human sexual response cycle is split into four phases. You might want to, you know, make yourself comfortable there. I suppose you can, yeah. Whatever you need to get comfy. Yeah. So the first is excitement, which typically comes about from physical or mental stimuli of the erotic sort. So, like, kissing, touching, looking at porn, and probably even sometimes some of the stuff we look at here in class would even be something that can lead to one being aroused. And basically, this part of the cycle is basically just your body is gearing up for that. So, you know, you get the tingles in your spine and the... And for men, it's when, you know, you start to get, yeah. No, I usually am more confident during class. That's not the point right now. Now, typically, with both genders, I'm sorry, are you touching your, well, I guess so, you can... Well, I did say in the name of science, yes. You can start touching yourself if you'd like, I guess. How do you... Just... I don't know. However you like, I suppose. Typically, what'll happen during this phase is your heart rate will increase, and so your breathing and your blood pressure a little. Nothing fatal, don't worry. I saw you get a little scared there, don't worry. And this is also when you first start to see something known as sex flush. I know it's a funny word, but that's what it's called. If you want to take off your shirt for me there. And put your hands about where your stomach is. And then slide them upwards towards your neck. Slowly, you know. This is basically the general area where this will show up on dudes. Yeah. Doesn't always happen when it's colder out, so Finnish people are kind of, I guess, a little a little bit screwed on that. You might want to open your pants for this. I can't really demonstrate properly otherwise. Oh my. As you can see, you're already somewhat hard. This is typically pretty common for the excitement phase of the cycle. Yeah. It might go down a little, but this happens throughout the entire... Yeah, this happens all the way up until the end. You'll lose it a little, and then it'll come back, and it'll go down a little, and then back, and it's an odd cycle. A lot of the time, this is what can also cause this is teasing, or you can end up making yourself fully aroused by way of teasing. So, say for example, you could run two fingers along the length. Not quickly, just very slowly. Yeah, just from base to tip a few times. And now I want you to wrap your fingers around it and start stroking gently. Nothing too severe, just very slowly, very gently. You know. Exactly. And that's basically it's I'm pretty sure it's probably a little more fun, and well, it depends on whether or not you're circumcised, but yeah, that's a discussion for a different day though. Yeah. I see you were already a little hard there. Ah, and already pretty excited. Wow. After that is plateau phase. I know, that sounds kind of stupid. I wish they'd come up with something different. But this is probably the longest part of it. This is the part that leads up towards orgasm. Yeah. You're... circulation and your heart rate will increase a little more, and also your muscles will become tense, and honestly, it's just gonna feel better and better with the more stimulation you do. Yeah, and your breathing will get faster also. Around this point, yeah, you'll start to, you know, moan, groan, growl, you know, that sort of thing. Why don't you move your hand a little faster? Perfect. And give it a little twist when you get toward up near the head. Ah, just like that. That's perfect. So, yeah. Yeah, around this time, your body will make it so that you don't, you know, it'll keep your fluids from mixing, and it'll keep yeah, when you do come, it'll keep you from it, you know, going back into where it shouldn't go, because that's not good. That's also for another day. Typically the muscles at the base will twitch a little. at this point. Exactly, just like that. Mm. And usually around this point, pre-cum tends to show up too. Yeah. And it is a pretty interesting concept, isn't it? I'm sorry, what? I suppose you could tighten your hand a little, yeah. And move your hand a little faster. Let's see. I have to check my notes. You don't expect me to remember all of this from memory, do you? Okay, good. Instructor, nah, my memory is not that good. If I could have an eidetic memory, I would not be teaching. No, especially not college human sexuality. I'd probably be doing sex therapy with Nina Hartley or something. Yeah, she is pretty hot, isn't she? I can't help but look. It's right there, and it's yeah. It is a very nice one. Yeah. I'm sorry, what? Do I want to touch it? Maybe a little? No, just because I teach human sexuality does not mean I am confident in myself. Well, a little bit, yeah. Actually, you don't mind if No, I don't quite want to touch it. At least not with my hands. No, but if you wouldn't mind to stop stroking for a minute. Okay, let me just be blunt. Could I suck it? What? Well, of course I'm asking. It's your penis. Ah, fantastic. I actually don't have a boyfriend. That's none of your business, though. That's not the point. My personal life isn't... I think you can go completely hands-free here. Why don't you play with your balls a little, huh? I'm sure you can reach them from here. Well, my head's not that far in the way. Perfect. Good boy. Oh. Oh, what? Do you like it when I gag a little on it? Yeah. It is very nice indeed. You realize I'm supposed to be helping you here. Oh, I got a little carried away. Sorry. Where was I? Oh, yes. Plateau. It's the longest part of the cycle. Yeah, I am a little bit excited myself. Yeah. Don't worry, I'll take care of it. I want you to start stroking again. Slowly at first, but then I want you to start moving faster. I can stay on my knees. Think it this way, it'll be the best. It'll be the best after class you ever had. I need to stop that, otherwise I'll not be able to teach. Anyway. Now. Next part is the orgasm phase. This is the very end of the plateau phase. And obviously both genders get it. Typically your muscles will your muscles will contract more in this area. It's usually the muscles around your sexual organs and your that includes your ass and your pelvic muscles as well. Yeah, you tend to get louder. Maybe grabbing onto things like desks and such. Well, yeah, it does sort of depend on the gender in that respect. Yeah, this is typically at the end of it, you'll typically feel very, very happy. Maybe a little bit stupid and unable to move. Tighten your grip a little while you're stroking. And at this point, it's best to keep going. Consistency is key at this point. When you're close, you want to keep stroking. Same speed, same same everything. Just keep going, because that's what you need. Some people don't realize that. No, they don't. A lot of people think that you keep changing it up, but no, once you get close to orgasm, all you want to do is just keep it at the same pace. Yeah. Oh, you liked twisting your hand. Well, why don't you twist up near the head a few times then? No, I'm trying to be good here. I'm not sure for whose sanity. For science, for the sanity of science. That's exactly right. Now, I tell you what, I'm going to count down from 25. Yeah. And when I reach 1, then you're allowed to let all those wonderful good feelings come out. Yes. Oh, you've never had somebody count down for you before. Well, it'll be an interesting experience then. But you're not allowed to come until I hit 20. Until I hit 1. Okay? You sound scared. No reason to be scared. 25. 24. 23. Oh, that's perfect. Just like that. 22. 21. 20. 19. 18. That's it. Keep stroking. Keep stroking that cock for me. 17. 16, 15, 14, 12, oh, halfway there, keep stroking, I know you can do it, come on, keep stroking for me, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, a little louder. Oh, I love listening to men moan. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Oh, I didn't say that yet. I said when I reach 1. But just for that. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I'll keep going if you get sassy, I'll keep going back up. Oh, you'll be a good boy for me? Good. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, I know you can't take it, but I'm getting such a kick out of this. On one condition. I want you to say please. And convince me. Say please, may I come, Professor? Again, I wasn't very convinced. Please, Professor, may I come? There's a good boy. Yes, you may come. 1. That's it. That's it. Keep going. Come for me. Let it all out. Just ride those waves for me. Perfect. You did make... Oh. I can't help myself. You're making quite the mess in my classroom. Perfect. So, after that, that is the orgasmic phase. I did say there were four. The one after that, is the resolution phase. Yeah. Or refractory period, whatever you want to call it. This is after you come. Yeah. Yeah. Basically, your heart rate will slow. Your breathing will be pretty heavy, but you'll still... No, you won't be able to come at this point. Yeah. First, you'll get... At this point, you'll... Yeah, this is when you typically start to go soft after you get off. Yeah. Your breathing will be a little heavy, yeah? It'll be great. Yeah. Around this point, this is typically what I meant when you'll... When you'll be feeling happy and a little bit stupid. And you will be really lucky if you can move. Let's put it that way. Yeah. The best orgasms are ones where you're sort of temporarily paralyzed. Yeah. But the cum done is amazing. But since you are... Post-coital, you need to be tender. Yes. Very tender. Oh, yeah. I suppose so. But now... Does that help you? Does that give you a better idea of the sexual response cycle? At least for men? It's good to hear. Now remember, your assignments are due next week. Yes. And we are going to be having a test over this next week, so study hard. Yes, study very hard. I'm sorry? Female sexual response? Why don't you come by after class tomorrow, and we'll discuss it then, okay? Now, put your clothes back on. Yes, we both need to get out of here before they lock us in for the night. Oh, and another thing. This is purely between us. Understood? Good. I will see you tomorrow.